Na tvoj mir zaštitu. pozovem brata Eugenea, samo da... Možete sesti samo da... Kažem dve, tri rečenice da ga predstavim. Pa. Što će brat Eugene propovedati, oni su naši gosti iz Ukrajine. I prešli su hiljadu i koliko kilometara da bi danas bili ovdje. Znači, 1700 kilometara, mislim da su iz Donjecka, gde, iz te ratne oblasti. U stvari, Eugene živi, brat koji će propovedati, živi u toj ratnoj oblasti Donjeck, gde je i danas rat. Kaže da svaki dan padaju bombe, iako mediji ne pišu i ne govore puno o tome, ali to je realnost u kojoj oni žive. Tako da su imali želju, jer neke od vas su oni upoznali u Švajcarskoj, nekih od vas se oni sećaju, imali su želju da dođu ovde, da budu sa nama. Tako da su brat Vladimir, ne mogu da izgovorim ime, i Eugene su ovde sa nama ovoga jutra, mi ih pozdravljamo u ime Isusa Hrista, ali pre nego što im dam reč, samo da dve, tri rečenice kažem, moje zadnje dve, tri službe ostavile su prilično jak utisak na vernike, jer više od tri osobe su mi govorile da su ih te službe blagoslovile. Ja sam zaista, drago mi je i jako mi je drago što su službe blagoslovile i ne samo ljudi koji su danas ovde sa nama, nego i ljudi iz Slovačke, iz Hrvatske, iz drugih mesta. I hoću da vam kažem da jednu stvar, ja zaista verujem da je to možda najvažnija stvar u danima koje živimo. Da koristite Božju reč, da izgovarate Božju reč, da dođete u Božju blizinu u ovim danima, zato što da ne bi bili zbunjeni oko vremena u kojem živimo. Reći ću vam jednu stvar. Znači, pošto mnogi vernici, nevernici, takozvani vernici, jako i glasno, jasno i glasno govore ono što veruju, imam i ja pravo da kažem to. Šta mislim, šta osjećam i kako je vreme u kome živim. Znate, nekada smo mi bili na početku ove poruke, svi zajedno, i sve je bilo divno i krasno. I službe su bile divne i krasne, i zajedništvo je bilo divno i krasno, i kampovi su bili predivni, i naša okupljanja su bili predivna, i podela nije bilo među ljudima. Ljudi se nisu delili skoro ni oko čega, postojalo je jedinstvo duha i znate, kada su semena posejana i kada nešto krene, na početku izgleda sjajno. Ali vreme žetve, vreme i dani u kojim mi živimo su dani u kome se sve to sabira na jedno mesto. Znači, mi ne živimo u vremenu početka ove poruke na našim prostorima, mi ne živimo u danima kada su ovi kampovi počinjali, mi ne živimo u danima kada je naše zajedništvo počinjalo, mi živimo u vremenu žetve. I u vreme žetve Bog će poslati svoje anđele, žeteoce i Sveti Duh će u stvari učiniti da svako seme pokaže svoj rod i ode na svoje odredište.
Amen.
I sve podele koje vi danas imate i sve stvari kojima vi danas prisustvujete i sva razumevanja i nerazumevanja i sve ono što nas okružuje je samo ispunjenje proroštva.
Amen.
I nemojte da vas to zbunjuje i nemojte da budete konfuzni oko toga. Svako seme ide na svoje odredište svojom vlastitom voljom. Sve se sabira. Bog će skupiti pšenicu za uznesenje.
Amen.
I kada ja propovedam ove propovedi i kada propovedam na tu temu izgovorene reči i kada govorimo o vašoj unutrašnjosti i kada govorimo o unutrašnjosti i unutrašnjosti što je naša duša, znači ja govorim za ljude koji su izabrani koji će ići uznesenje. Iskreno, krajnje iskreno, ostali me stvarno ne zanimaju. Znači neka svako živi svoj život i ide u pravcu u kome želi, u kojem je izabran, na kraju krajeva neka svako ode u pravac u koji je predodređen. Jer tu pomoći nema. Na kraju, ni oni koji idu u uznesenje tu sebi ne mogu pomoći, ni oni koji će ga propustiti i ne mogu sami sebi pomoći jer su predodređeni za tako nešto. Ali živimo u dane, u vreme žetve kada svako seme ide na svoje odredište. I sve što gledate na ovom prostoru i sve što gledate širom sveta je ispunjenje toga proroštva. Ja verujem da propovedi koje sam propovedao u stvari mogu da budu blagoslov svim onima koji su iskreni. Jer jedino što Bog očekuje od ovoga trenutka do uznesenja je da vas nikada ne napusti iskrenost vaše duše. U sve vaše slabosti, probleme, mane, ta iskrenost će vas odvesti pravo uznesenje. Ako vas Bog blagoslovi, ja ću pozvati brata Eugenea i Aladina da dođe.
God bless you, brothers and sisters. I'm glad to be here.
Drago mi je što sam ovde.
It's a great privilege to be in your midst.
Privilegija je da sam među vama.
And some of you already know me.
Neki me već poznaju.
I'm brother Eugene and I'm from Ukraine.
Ja sam brat Eugene, ja sam iz Ukrajine.
We met with brother Aladin in Switzerland first time.
Sreli smo se sa bratom Aladinom prvi put u Švajcarskoj.
And it's something pulling me to his heart, you know.
I nešto me privlačilo njemovom srcu.
So that was our desire to.
Tako da smo imali jednu želju.
To be a blessing to you.
Da budemo i mi blagoslov za vas.
So if you have your Bibles with you,
tako ako imate sada svoje Biblije,
we'll go straight to the word. Let us stand. Let us stand for the reading. And the first scripture that we want to open is the 1 Corinthians chapter 10.
Prvi deo pisma, 1 Korinćanima, 10. Glava.
And read verse 11 and 12.
Čitat ćemo stihove 11 i 12.
1 Corinthians 10, 11 and 12.
Znači, 1 Korinćanima 10, 11 i 12.
Now all these things happen unto them for examples, and they are written for our admonition, upon whom the ends of the world are come. Wherefore let him that thinketh he standeth take heed lest he fall.
Sve ove stvari su se događale njima za primer, ali su zapisane za upozorenje nama, kojima su se posljednja vremena približila. Zato onaj koji misli da čvrsto stoji, neka pazi da ne padne.
Amen. And let us open also Romans chapter 15.
I Rimljanima 15. Glavu ćemo otvoriti.
And read a couple of verses from book of Romans.
Pa stihova samo još iz Rimljana čitamo.
Romans 15, verse 4 and 5.
Rimljani 15, 4 i 5.
For whatsoever things were written aforetime were written for our learning, that we are throughout patience and comfort of the scriptures might have hope. Now the God of patience and consolation grant you to be like-minded one toward another according to Christ Jesus.
A sve što je unaprijed napisano, napisano je nama za pouku, da bismo putem strpljivosti i putem utehe koje daje pismo imali nadu. A Bog izvor strpljivosti i utehe dao vam da budete složni u mišljenju, sljedeći primjer Hrista Isusa.
Amen.
Amen.
Let us bow our heads for the word of prayer.
Molitve.
Gracious Heavenly Father,
dragi nebeski Oče,
we are so much thankful.
Tako smo zahvalni.
For this great privilege that we can minister your word.
Da imamo tu veliku privilegiju da služimo tvoju reč.
That we can gather together in your name.
Da se skupimo u tvoje ime.
So we ask you, Lord, for your blessing.
Tako molimo se za tvoj blagoslov.
I'm praying for the local ministry.
Molim se za lokalnu službu.
I'm praying for my interpreter, brother Aladin.
Molim se za prevodioca, brata Aladina.
And I'm praying for the local church.
I molim se za celu lokalnu crkvu.
Bless your bride here in Serbia.
Blagoslovi ovdje svoju nevestu u Srbiji.
You have many membered body, Lord.
Ti imaš mnogočlano telo, Gospode.
And we are so thankful.
I tako smo zahvalni.
That we can be fruitful and
možemo biti plodni
to one another.
Jedni ka drugima.
Because we come to bless your name.
Zato što smo došli da blagosiljamo tvoje ime.
We come to learn some things from your word.
Došli smo učiti iz tvoje reči.
Because you are Almighty God.
Zato što si ti svemogući Bog.
And we give you honor and praise.
I dajemo ti slavu i čast.
And we want to say that we love you with all of our heart.
I želimo reći da te volimo od sveg srca.
So we ask you, Lord, for your blessing again.
Molimo se ponovo za tvoj blagoslov.
Bless every local assembly, Lord.
Blagoslovi svaku lokalnu zajednicu.
Bless every member of the bride worldwide.
Blagoslovi svakog pojedinca, člana neveste širom sveta.
Bless every pastor, every minister where they are ministering now.
Blagoslovi svakog pastora i svakog propovednika gdje god propovedali sada.
We bless your name.
I mi blagosiljamo
tvoje ime. Lord Jesus Christ, we ask and pray. Amen.
Amen.
You may be seated, please.
Možete sjesti, molim vas.
So we want to take a little subject this morning.
Uzećemo jednu malu temu jutros.
And I want to call it a consequences of our decision.
I želim je nazvati posljedice naših odluka.
The consequences of our decisions.
Posljedice naših odluka.
Is dependent on us.
Zavise od nas.
So we see the wickedness of our day.
Tako vidimo da u ovom zlom dobu našeg vremena.
That the people cannot really find a close relationship with God.
Da ljudi vrlo teško nalaze blisku zajednicu sa Bogom.
For the people today.
Za ljude današnjice.
It's very difficult to come closer to God.
Veoma mi je teško da se približe Bogu.
Because with God.
Zato što s Bogom.
And they can realize who they are.
Oni mogu shvatiti ko su.
So to have real fellowship with God.
Tako da imate istinsko zajedništvo
sa Bogom. Is the main thing today.
To je danas najvažnija stvar.
Because if you don't have fellowship with God.
Jer ako nemate to zajedništvo s Bogom.
You didn't know who you are.
Onda vi ne znate ko ste.
That's why man should be fully surrendered to God.
Zato čovjek treba da bude u potpunosti predan Bogu.
And this is omnipotent.
I to je
omnipotent.
To je najbitnije.
So there is no omnipotence without self-sacrifice.
Tako ne postoji sve mogućnost a da sebe ne žrtvujete.
Without obedience to God.
A da ne dođete do poslušnosti Bogu.
God created us.
Bog nas je tako stvorio.
And he wanna have worshipper.
I on želi da ima štovatelja,
because God was the
slavi.
Object of worship.
Zato što Bog je bio predmet proslavljanja.
And so that somebody can worship him.
I da bi ga neko mogao proslavljati.
He created his people.
On je sebi stvorio
svoj narod. All the nature.
Stvorio je čitavu prirodu.
He created all the animals.
Stvorio je i sve životinje.
Because God wanted someone to worship him.
Zato što je Bog želeo da bude proslavljen.
Like Apostle Paul said.
Kao što je Pavle rekao.
There are things happen into them for examples.
Da se te stvari su se njime desile nama za primjer.
As we read by the scripture.
Kako čitate pismo.
Many many persons in the Bible.
Mnoge osobe kroz Bibliju.
Many examples that they brought unto us.
Mnogi primjeri koji su nama ostavljeni.
By their lives,
kroz njihove živote,
was an example for us.
To su bili primjeri nama.
He said, all the law,
rekao,
and all the psalms,
i psalmi,
and all the scripture,
i cijelo, sva pisma,
it testifies on me.
Ona svedoče o meni.
This is Jesus said.
To je rekao
and
sam
he
Isus.
Said, what we supposed to do?
I rekao, šta treba da uradite?
We supposed to search the scripture.
Mi treba da u stvari pretražite
because it
pisma,
speaks about me.
Zato što pisma govori o meni.
In the book of John,
u knjizi Jovan,
Apostle John said, search the scriptures.
Apostol Jovan je rekao, pretražujte pisma.
For in them you think you have eternal life.
Jel vi mislite da u njima imate večni život?
And they are that which testify on me.
A ona su ta u stvari koja svedoče o meni.
So, scripture is an open book.
Tako da je pismo danas postala otvorena knjiga.
And for us to understand the scripture,
i da bi mi razumeli pismo,
we need to search.
Moramo
like the scripture said. Like the scripture said.
Kao što pismo samo
kaže. We need to read.
Moramo čitati.
This is the first stage.
To je prva faza.
As more you read,
i što više čitate,
as more you get understanding here.
To sve više i razumete.
So it is written for our admonition.
Tako da je to sve napisano nama za izgradnju.
Scripture does not play with words.
A pismo se ne igra svojim rečima.
But scripture is the spirit breath.
Ali pismo je u stvari što je dah duha.
Amen. And amen. The scripture is powerful.
A pismo je veoma moćno.
And the scripture is sharper than the sword.
A pismo je također i oštrije od mača.
So by the word you really can kill a man.
Jel, sa mačem možete ubiti čoveka.
And by the word you can heal a man.
A sa reči možete isceliti čoveka.
Because your word had power.
Zato što tvoja reč ima silu.
God's word has power.
I Božja reč ima
and
silu.
And your word has power.
I tvoja reč ima silu.
So it's written for our admonition.
Tako da je to sve nama za upozorenje ili izgradnje.
That means
to znači
that the spirit
da duh
that has for knowledge
i ima predznanje.
God predestinated us before the foundation of the
world. Bog nas je predodredio pre postanka sveta.
And he knows which way we need to pass.
I on je znao kojim putem ćemo morati proći.
And God knows which decisions we are going to make by the way.
I Bog je znao sve odluke koje ćemo uspjeti
donositi. Because what is the for knowledge?
Jer šta je u stvari predznanje?
For knowledge is the prophecy.
Predznanje je u stvari proroštvo.
God knowing there will be a third Exodus.
Bog je znao da će biti treći izlazak.
And God wrote things first in his mind.
I Bog je prvo napisao te stvari u svom umu.
That's why when God wrote things in his mind,
tako kad je Bog imao te stvari u svom umu,
he had a perfect picture in his mind.
On je tada imao savršenu sliku u svom
umu. And he wanted to express his mind on this earth.
I želeo je svoj um da izrazi na zemlji.
That's why God created everything by his perfect will.
Zato je Bog sve stvorio svojom savršenom voljom.
Because he want his mind to be expressed.
Zato što je želeo da izrazi svoj um.
That's why God is showing us.
Zato Bog nama pokazuje.
That everything that I have in my mind.
Da sve što imam u svom umu
is perfect.
Je savršeno.
And you are the part of his mind.
A i vi ste također
like we know in the book of Job.
Kao što smo čitali u knjizi Jovu.
Where you were Job?
Gdje si ti bio Jove?
You were before the foundation of the world in me.
Jer ti si bio pre postanka sveta u meni.
If you were in God's mind.
Dakle ako ste bili u Božjem umu.
Then you can know who you are today.
Onda morate znati ko ste danas.
Amen. Amen. And you know your position today.
I onda možete znati svoje mjesto danas.
Because God nothing doing in vain.
Zato što Bog ne radi ništa uzaludno.
For everything that God sent his word,
jer za sve što Bog šalje svoju reč,
He had a purpose.
On ima svrhu iza toga.
And he had a purpose in every detail.
I on ima čak svrhu iza svakog detalja.
And God wants us.
I Bog želi nas.
To make a right decision.
Da donosimo ispravne
odluke.
In this
terrible and evil age.
U ovom užasnom i zlom dobu.
Because when we read the scripture.
Jer kad čitamo pisma.
The scripture instructs us.
Pismo nam daje upute.
Teach us.
Uči nas.
And these mistakes
i te greške
that those people in the Bible did
koje su ljudi u Bibliji činili
can become a stumbling blocks for someone
mogu za nekog postati kamen spoticanja
and can become a blessing for someone
a
also.
Za nekog također to može biti i blagoslov.
Because if you have a problem
jer ako imate problem
if you look on the problem
ako gledate samo
as
problem,
a problem
kao problem
it's your problem
to je onda tvoj problem
it's your calamity then
to je onda tvoja briga.
But if you look at the problem as an opportunity to change,
ali ako vidiš u problemu priliku da
then
se
it's a blessing.
Promenu,
then it's a blessing.
Onda to može biti blagoslov.
Amen.
But sometimes we think that the blessing is supposed to come only one way.
Ali mi nekad mislimo da blagoslovi moraju doći samo na jedan način.
And we forget to think.
I zaboravimo da mislimo
that the blessing can come through the trial.
Da blagoslov može doći čak kroz iskušenje.
Because God molding our character.
Zato što u stvari Bog oblikuje naš karakter.
Amen.
Amen.
When God do something,
kada Bog čini nešto,
he's always revealing that to his prophet.
On uvek to otkriva svom proroku.
So we see how God greatly revealed himself.
Tako mi vidimo kako se Bog silno objavio.
In our age.
U našem dobu.
Malachi 4:5-6.
Malahija 4:6.
Revelation 10:7.
Otkrivenje 10:7.
Luke 17:30.
Luka 17:30.
He then shows you that these scriptures
on nam pokazuje da ova pisma
is revealed in the days of Sodom.
Su bila otkrivena u danima Sodoma.
Because according to the circumstances of this life,
zato što, what?
According to the circumstances of this life,
jer što se tiče okolnosti ovog života,
we see that we are living in the time of Sodom.
Mi vidimo da je ovo sodomsko vreme.
And this time that we are living in,
a ovo vreme u kom mi živimo,
is dark and horrible.
Je veoma mračno i teško.
Amen.
But God wants to express himself through you.
Ali Bog želi da izrazi sebe
today and right now.
Danas ovog trenutka.
It's good to worship God of the past.
Dobro je slaviti Boga prošlosti.
It's good to worship God of the future.
Dobro je slaviti Boga budućnosti.
But God is a present tense God.
Ali Bog je Bog sada.
God is here and right
Amen.
Now.
Bog je upravo sada ovdje.
And God is doing great things Amen. In our midst today.
I Bog čak radi velike stvari među nama.
And isn't it wonderful to realize that you are part of his plan?
I nije li predivno shvatiti da vi ste dio njegovog plana?
That God can use you today for his glory.
Da vas Bog može koristiti danas za njegovu slavu.
Amen. That's what the scripture says.
Zato pismo kaže
that it was written for our admonition upon whom the ends of the world are come.
Da je to pisano za našu pouku onima na koje će kraj svršetak sveta doći.
We are living in the end of all the struggles.
Zato što mi živimo na kraju svih tih nevolja.
Because we are in the struggle in nature.
Zato što i mi smo imamo tu
nature,
prirodu koja se bori.
We're in this terrible body.
Mi se nalazimo u jednom užasnom telu.
But God wants to express himself.
Ali ipak Bog želi sebe izraziti.
Because he didn't want us to look on our body and or on our circumstances.
Zato što on ne želi da mi gledamo na svoje telo i
okolnosti. But he wants to look on the real you.
I već on želi da gleda na ono pravo vas.
Because the real you is your soul.
Jer ono pravo vi ste u stvari vaša duša.
Because we are the body with the three things, yeah,
zato
the three tops.
Mi smo bića sa trostruka bića.
We are the spirit, the body and soul.
Imamo duh, telo i dušu.
So the soul is the real you.
A ono istinski vi, to je duša.
That's why God wants us to live from the soul.
I zato što Bog želi da nas vodi u stvari
we didn't, dušu. Because the body is not taking the kingdom, will not go in the kingdom of God.
Zato što ovo telo i onako neće ući u Božje kraljevstvo.
And the spirit is also moving back and forth.
A i duh luta gore dole.
But the soul is the real you.
Ali duša je ono što ste vi. To je ono što suštinski vi jeste.
That's all the things that are happening with us.
Sve te stvari koje se dešavaju s nama.
To brought us to understanding.
Je samo da bi nas dovele do shvatanja.
That we're supposed to live by the soul.
Da mi moramo živjeti kroz dušu.
Because the experience from the soul.
Zato što ta iskustva kroz dušu.
Will bring you to the rapture.
Će vas dovesti do uzdesenja.
Will bring you to the rapture in faith.
Će vas dovesti do vere za uzdesenje.
Because if you're going to live by spirit.
Jer ako budete živjeli kroz
duh. You will never get to the rapture.
Nećete nikad stići do uzdesenja.
And of course if you're going to live by body.
Ah, naravno ako ćete živjeti po telu.
We know the things of the body, right?
Mi znamo koje su to telesne stvari.
So the soul is the real you.
Tako da u stvari duša
if you're living from your soul,
tako da ako vaš život ide iz duše,
then God can do great things for
on,
you.
Bog može učiniti velike stvari za
Because
vas.
Because in this terrible day,
zato što u ovom užasnom danu
that we are living in,
u kome mi živimo,
God wants to have worshippers.
Bog želi da ima štovatelje.
Who is going to worship him in spirit and in truth?
Oni koji će ga proslavljati u duhu istine.
Amen.
Amen.
So the end time evangelism,
tako da evangelizacija na kraju vremena,
the last time message,
odnosno poruka posljednjeg vremena,
is against this terrible
je
and nature religion,
nasuprot tog te užasne prirode.
That's why God came in our age,
zato je Bog došao
to reveal
doba,
the word,
da bi otkrio reč,
and to show us who you are,
i da bi nam pokazao ko mi jesmo.
God saw you in the word,
Bog je video vas u reči,
every one of his member,
i svaki deo njegovog
can be lost,
tela bi je mogao biti izgubljen, ne može biti nikad izgubljen.
That's why he revealed all the mysteries,
zato je on otkrio sve tajne,
so that you would see who you are,
tako da bi vi vidjeli ko ste.
Because if we would see on the mystery,
what?
If we're gonna look on the mystery,
ako bi gledao samo na tajnu,
we just see just the history, we just reading just the history,
mi bi onda čitali to kao samo neku istoriju.
It's just the Bible we can read every day,
to bi bila samo
and
Biblia,
the message we can read every day,
čitati svaki dan ili
poruku. But if you see the if you see the mystery behind the history,
ali ako vidite tu tajnu iza istorije,
then you know who you are,
onda tek znate ko ste.
And when you know who you are,
a kada znate ko ste,
you know your position,
onda znate svoje mesto,
and you know what you have to do,
i znate šta morate da radite.
Because when the power is in your position,
zato što je sila u tvojoj poziciji.
Because as soon as you leave your position,
jer onog trenutka kad napustiš svoje
mesto, you're powerless,
onda ostaneš bez sile, nemaš više sile,
you cannot do nothing,
ne možeš više ništa da uradiš.
Then you think, Lord, why can I cannot overcome,
onda se pitaš, pa Gospode, što ne mogu da nadvladam.
Because you left your position,
zato što si napustio svoje mesto,
because you are still under the amnesia of who you are,
zato što te još uvijek drži ta amnezija ko si.
Men of all ages,
ljudi svih doba,
were moved by the Holy Spirit,
su bili pokretani od Svetog Duha.
So if the man in the past were moved by the Holy Ghost,
tako ako je čovjek iz prošlosti bio vođen Svetim Duhom,
the same Holy Ghost is moving today his people again,
onda je taj isti Sveti Duh i danas vodi svoje ljude.
Then throughout the Pagans and comfort, throughout the Pagans and comfort,
what's Pagans?
Pagans.
Aha, okay, okay.
And comfort,
onda kroz strpljenje i utehu,
of the scripture might give you hope,
pismo vam može doneti nadu.
And what is hope?
A šta je nada?
Hope is expectation.
A nada je jedno iščekivanje.
There are many people in this earth without hope living.
Ima mnogo ljudi danas na zemlji koji žive bez nade.
They knew everything that is happening around.
Znaju sve što se dešava oko njih.
In this world, but they didn't have hope.
I u ovom svetu šta se dešava, ali bez nade su.
And when this world is falling apart,
i kada ovaj svet kako se raspada,
as we see a lot of terrorism and earthquakes and all things,
mi vidimo terorizam i zemljotresi i sve što,
extreme weather and everything,
ekstremne vremenske prilike,
they didn't have hope.
Oni nemaju nadu.
Because they didn't know their future.
Zato što ne znaju kakva im je budućnost.
And the world is teaching them that their future is death. Is death.
A reč uči da je u stvari budućnost smrt.
But what the Bible tells us?
The world is teaching them that it's
yeah, the world is teaching
them. Ovaj svet ih uči da je ipak kraju svemu smrt.
Is their God teaching them? The God of this world.
To je njihov Bog ovog zlog doba ih uči da
čude. But what our God teaches us?
Ali šta naš Bog nas uči?
Matthew 24.
Matej 24.
What he said,
šta je rekao?
Heaven and earth shall pass away.
I nebo i zemlja će proći.
But my word shall never pass
away. Ali reči moje nikad neće
proći. Amen.
We are the part of his word.
Dakle, mi smo deo njegove reči.
So it doesn't matter what the circumstances around.
Tako, nebitne su okolnosti.
What kind of world today is?
I nebitno je kakav je danas svet.
It will pass away.
On će i onako proći.
Because it has the beginning.
Zato što je imao početak.
It's going to have an end.
Tako da će morati imati
because
kraj.
Everything that has a beginning,
jer sve što ima početak,
will have an end.
Ima će kraj.
But God revealing unto us,
ali Bog nam otkriva,
through the prophet of this last age,
kroz proroka posljednjeg vremena,
that you and I never have a beginning.
Da mi nismo u stvari nikad ni imali
početak. We always were in God.
Mi smo uvek bili u Bogu.
We were in his attributes.
Mi smo bili kao njegovi atributi, bili smo u njegovoj misli.
We were in his mind.
Bili smo u njegovom umu.
And we passed through his word.
I onda smo došli
and his thoughts being expressed.
And his thoughts being expressed. Te misli su bile izražene.
And you became a expressed word.
I onda ste vi postali izražena reč.
So you are the word.
Tako da ste vi u stvari reč.
In a bride form.
U obliku neveste.
Because God always searching for a bride.
Zato što je Bog uvek želeo nevestu.
God have a bride in his mind.
Bog je imao nevestu u svom umu.
But he wanted to have fellowship with someone.
Ali je želeo imati zajedništvo s nekim.
God didn't want to have slaves.
Bog nije želeo imati robove.
And those one who just come in and just bound before him.
I oni koji bi samo došli da mu se poklone.
But God wanted to have friends.
Bog je želeo imati prijatelje.
God wanted to have wife.
Bog je želeo imati suprugu.
Because God is his father.
Zato što je Bog otac.
He is a bridegroom. He's
on
husband.
Je odoženja, on je muž.
He had hundreds and millions of attributes
on
that we're gonna see.
Stotine i milione atributa koje trebamo vidjeti.
And he wanted to have you.
I on je želeo imati vas.
That's why his word is an absolute for us.
Zato je njegova reč nama apsolut.
His word is truth.
Njegova reč je istina.
And his word is Holy Ghost.
I njegova reč je Sveti Duh.
And you are part of him.
A vi ste deo njega.
So the greatest value today is what?
Tako šta je najvrednije danas?
Is the word of God.
Reč Božja.
Many people in this earth today.
Mnogi ljudi danas na zemlji.
They wanted to find a value in something.
Oni pokušavaju pronaći.
They are buying the gold and the diamonds.
Pokušavaju uzeti što više zlata, dijamanata.
They are trying to invest the money.
Pokušavaju uložiti negdje novac.
Because they think this is the value.
Zato što misle da je u tome vrijednost.
But God said this world will pass away.
Ali Bog je rekao da će proći ovaj svijet.
You come naked to this world and you will leave naked.
Dolaziš go na ovaj svijet i odlaziš go sa njega.
You nothing can take with you.
Ne možeš ništa odneti sa odavde.
But the greatest value today.
Ali danas najveća vrijednost je reč.
And the word should be revealed in you.
A reč bi trebala biti otkrivena u tebi.
Because you have to become the word.
Zato što moraš postati reč.
So above all kings and presidents and politics.
Tako iznad svih kraljeva, predsjednika i sve politike.
The voice of God in these last days.
Je Božji glas u ovim zadnjim danima.
Give us confidence.
I on nam daje sigurnost.
I don't think that a lot of people, I mean even the believers, they really trust their politics.
Ne vjerujem da mnogi ljudi, pogotovo vernici, vjeruju svojim političarima.
Or they trust their presidents.
Ili vjeruju svojim predsjednicima.
This whole world is falling apart.
Jer ovaj ceo svijet se raspada.
One president is coming.
Jedan predsjednik dođe.
And the people think, okay, this country is going to live good.
I ljudi misle, sad će ova država da živi bolje.
And after certain years,
onda prođe nešto godina.
You see that everything is go down.
I onda vide kako opet sve ide nizbrdo.
And then again another election.
Onda ponovo novi izbori.
And people again think they have hope.
I ljudi
that it will be good.
Misle, imaju nadu, možda će biti
and then it's
dobro.
Again go down.
I onda opet krene nizbrdo.
And you understand that you cannot trust a man.
Da ne možete staviti povjerenje u čovjeka.
That's why if you didn't have any trust in the man,
i ako položite povjerenje u čovjeka,
you will fall.
Pašćete.
You will fall.
Pašćete.
Because only trust today,
jer jedino uzdanica danas
is the word of God.
Je reč Božja.
But people are trying to create the companies and to say they trust company.
Pokušavaju stvoriti takve firme i kažu firme od poverenja.
And they said you have to invest your money here and there.
I kažu morate trebate uložiti novac i ovdje i tamo.
And you will be protected.
I bit ćete tako zaštićeni.
But let us see what they are doing.
Ali samo da vidimo šta oni rade s time.
They are trying to protect your body.
Oni u stvari tako pokušavaju zaštititi svoje telo.
Because they always pushing us to think about the natural and these earthly things.
Zato što nas oni uvijek pritiskaju da mi razmišljamo o prirodnim i zemaljskim stvarima.
Yeah, that what will happen with you when you will get old.
A dobro, šta će se onda desiti s tobom kad ostariš?
Oh, you're gonna sick. You're gonna sick. You will get sick.
Razbolećeš se.
So you need something to save.
Tako moraš imati ušteđevinu kroz život.
So that you can live good in when you will get old.
Tako da možeš dobro živjeti čak i kad ostariš.
And we know how many lies around.
I mi znamo koliko je iza svega toga laži samo.
And this world is only taking care about the body.
Zato što ovaj svijet želi da se vi.
But in the same time, look at the deception that they say.
A i gledajte samo kakvu prevaru oni govore.
Nobody says about your soul.
Niko ne spominje uopšte vašu dušu.
Nobody say nothing what will happen with your soul.
Niko uopšte ne spominje to šta će se desiti s vašom dušom.
Everybody speaks about the body.
Svi govore samo o telu.
How to protect the body.
Kako da zaštitimo ovo telo.
But nothing about the soul.
Ali niko ne pominje ništa o duši.
If you go in the shop, whatever you go in this world,
ako odete u bilo koju prodavnicu,
everything that we buy,
sve što kupite,
is only for this body.
Je samo za ovo telo.
But nothing for the soul.
Ali nemate ništa za dušu.
So if you have it, if you're taking care about these earthly things,
tako,
that well,
toliko brinete o tim zemaljskim stvarima,
then deep then think deeper what you have to do about your soul.
Onda razmišljajte dublje o tome šta tek treba da radite za dušu.
Because your soul is the real you.
Zato što duša je u stvari ono pravo vi.
But because we are in the fallen nature, we are in the fallen nature.
Zato što smo u palom stanju.
Because our mother Eve in the Garden of Eden.
Zbog naše majke Eve u Edenskom vrtu.
Having a relationship with the animal.
Što je imala odnos sa životinjom.
We have problems today.
Mi danas zbog toga imamo probleme.
That's why God sent the word.
Zato je Bog poslao reč.
To change us.
Da bi nas promenuo.
Because there will be no anybody change.
Zato što niko neće biti promenjen.
Before, unless you would have a nature change and your character change.
A ako ne dođe do promjene vaše prirode i do promjene vašeg karaktera.
What does it mean nature change and the character change?
Šta znači promjena prirode i promjena karaktera?
Means that you cannot live by your body.
What?
You cannot live by your
to
body.
To znači da ne možeš živjeti po telu.
And you cannot live by your spirit.
I da ne možeš živjeti čak i po duhu.
To be changed.
Jer to sve mora biti promijenjeno.
If these two is not changed.
Jer ako te dvije stvari nisu promijenjene.
Don't even expect the changing of this flesh.
Onda nemojte uopšte očekivati da će vam se telo ikad promijeniti.
That's why in the second Timothy, Apostle Paul said.
Zato u drugoj Timoteju, Apostol Pavle je rekao preko Timoteja.
All scripture is given us for what?
A sva pisma su nam data radi čega?
By inspiration of God.
Kroz Božje nadahnuće.
And it is profitable for doctrine.
I to je korisno za naučavanje.
And for reproof.
I za ukor.
And for correction.
I korekciju.
For instruction in what?
I upute za šta?
In righteousness.
Pravednost.
Is it flesh and spirit can be righteous?
Da li te duh i telo mogu biti pravedni?
Impossible.
Nemoguće.
It says it speaks to the soul.
To ovdje se govori za dušu.
That the man of God may be perfect.
Da bi Boži čovjek mogao biti savršen.
Throughout finished into all good works. Throughout furnished unto all good works.
Kroz dobra djela i oblikovan.
Means you have to do something for him.
Znači da vi morate činiti nešto za njega.
Because God works are coming from the Bible.
Zato što Božja djela dolazi
iz Biblije. From the scripture.
Dolazi iz pisma.
Coming from his spirit.
Dolazi iz njegovog
duha. Out of his life.
Dolazi iz njegovog
života. And expressing in you.
I on izražava vas.
What is faith?
Šta je vera?
Faith is the works expressed.
Vera su izražena djela.
Because when you are believing,
jer kada vi nešto verujete,
you are acting according to what you believe.
Vi onda postupate po onom što verujete.
Because if you're not acting,
jer ako vi ne postupate,
then there's problems with your faith.
Onda imate problem u veri.
Because faith is action.
Zato što vera je akcija.
Amen.
Amen.
So we're living right now.
Tako mi živimo sada.
In the age like judging is falling apart. The judging is falling apart.
The judge?
The judge, yeah. Judgment. The judgment
okay.
Is falling apart.
A vi živimo u svetu kao kada će pasti sud na
zemlju. And like in the scripture,
i kao u pismu,
when the judges are ruling,
kada sudija vlada,
and there was no king,
kada sudije su vladale, a nije još bilo kraljeva,
Israel was split.
Izrael je bio skroz podeljen na sve strane.
And every man do whatever in their mind.
I svaki čovjek je radio ono što mu je palo na pamet.
They want to do everything what they see.
Želeli su raditi sve što su vidjeli.
And they want to act according to what they understand.
I želeli su se ponašati po onome što su oni razumeli.
In our age, in our day.
I u našem dobu, u našem danu.
They called it with a wonderful word. They called it with a wonderful word.
Oni to nazivaju predivnom rečju.
And this word is democracy.
A ta reč je demokratija.
Yeah, everybody have rights.
Svako ima pravo.
You can do whatever you want.
Možeš raditi šta god
želiš. You have freedom.
Imaš slobodu.
So you can say whatever you want.
Možeš reći šta god želiš.
And the network, the internet.
A ta mreža, internet.
Is giving people more freedom.
Daje ljudima čak još više slobode.
To talk with millions of people.
Da govore s milionima drugih ljudi.
God can use it for the good things.
Bog to može koristiti za dobru stvar.
In his way.
I njegov put.
But this world is using for other things.
Ali ovaj svijet to koristi radi drugih
stvari. And they have voice.
I imaju glas.
They can talk.
Oni mogu govoriti.
And they can attract the people.
I mogu privlačiti sebi ljude.
And they're attracting the people to the trap.
I oni u stvari privlače ljude u klopku.
They are tracking the people for the death.
Oni u stvari hvataju u klopku ljude da bi za smrt.
Because behind that.
Iza toga.
Behind that blinking and starlight picture.
Iza svih tih lepih svetlucavih fotografija.
Is nothing. Is death.
nalazi se samo
emptiness.
Samo praznina.
So doesn't matter what you do.
Tako nebitno je šta radiš.
You think that you are doing good.
Misliš da u stvari činiš dobro.
But the end of that is death.
Ali kraj toga je smrt.
Because God said, you think your ways is good.
Zato što Bog rekao, vi mislite da su vaši putevi dobri.
And my way is bad.
A da je moj put loš.
You will be destroyed.
Bićete onda zbog toga uništeni.
Because he said, my ways is not your ways.
Zato je Bog je rekao, moji putevi nisu kao vaši putevi.
And your ways is not my ways.
I vaši putevi nisu kao moji putevi.
That's why it depends on you, your decision every day.
Zato ste potrebni vi da donosite svakodnevne odluke. Šta vi, kakve odluke donosite svakodnevno?
It's also the decision to walk up in the morning. It's also a decision to walk up in the morning.
Također je odluka ustati ujutru.
And to start the day with God.
I početi dan sa Bogom.
Or it's also a decision.
Ili je također neka vrsta odluke.
To lay in the bed the whole day.
Da ležiš u krevetu ceo dan.
And do nothing.
I da ne uradiš baš ništa.
Yeah, it's very simple, right?
Vrlo jednostavno, zar ne?
But it's a decision.
Ali to je ipak odluka.
So the God of the great things.
Tako da Bog velikih stvari.
Is the same God of the small things.
Je također i Bog tih malih stvari.
He's the God of the mountain and God of the valley.
On je i Bog na planini i Bog u dolini.
Amen.
You can say, okay, I have a problem, Lord.
Možete reći, pa dobro, Gospode, evo imam problem.
What am I supposed to do?
Šta da radim s tim?
And the Lord said, it's up to you.
I Gospod kaže, to je sad na tebi.
Come and praise him.
A dođi i proslavljaj.
Worship the Lord.
Slavi Gospoda.
And he will answer you.
I on će ti odgovoriti.
Not don't even try to look at this problem and this that you have now.
Nemoj čak ni pokušati da razmatraš taj problem koji sad imaš.
That God has left you.
Da vas je Bog ostavio.
Or God is not love you anymore.
I Bog vas ne voli, eto, zbog toga.
But try to look deeper.
Već pogledajte dublje.
Because God is trusting you.
Zato što Bog ima poverenje u vas.
He wants to show something behind.
On želi da vam pokaže nešto iza toga.
Because every coin had two sides,
zato
right?
Zato što svaki novčić ima dve strane.
If you're going to look only on the one side.
Ako gledate samo na jednu stranu.
What we see?
Šta vidimo?
Oh, it's always good.
Uvijek dobro izgleda.
But we never look on the back.
Ali kad god okreš na drugu
stranu. But God wants to give you relationship from complete relationship with him.
Ali Bog želi u stvari sa obe strane da gledate.
God wants you to worship him. God wants you to worship him.
Bog želi da ga proslavljate.
Not only when it's good.
Ne samo kad je dobro.
But God also wants you to worship him when it's also bad.
Već Bog želi da ga slavite i kad nije dobro.
Because in the bad times.
Zato što u tim teškim vremenima.
God is even closer to you.
Bog vam se čak može više približiti.
Because when you feel good.
Jer kad se osjećate dobro.
When you feel blessed.
Kad se osjećaš blagoslovljeno.
You think, oh, God is with me.
Oh, misliš da Bog je sa mnom.
But when it's bad.
Ali kad je loše.
You think, oh, God is far away from me.
Onda misliš, oh, Bog je sigurno daleko od mene.
But in the same time, you not even realize.
Ali u isto vrijeme čak ne shvataš.
That God is closer as possible.
Da je možda Bog onda najbliže što je moguće.
Amen. So the decisions that you do.
Tako te odluke koje donosite.
You're already tired.
No.
The decisions that you make today.
Odluke koje činite danas.
Like we do it in our flesh.
Kao što mi to činimo u našem telu.
It will depend on our, it will from that then our future will be dependent.
Od toga će zavisiti naša budućnost.
So if we do some things invested in some good things.
Da, ako investiramo u dobre stvari.
In physical things.
Recimo u materijalne stvari.
You will get the reward.
Nakon toga ćeš dobiti nagradu.
If you sow good seeds.
Ako seješ dobra semena.
You will reap good harvest.
Imaćeš dobru žetvu.
The same with the spiritual.
Isto je duhovno.
If you invest the time in God,
ako investiraš vrijeme u Boga,
you will get the good things.
Dobit ćeš odande dobre
stvari.
If you
invest in God's people,
ako uložiš u Božije ljude,
you will get the reward.
Imaćeš nagradu.
Because the scripture said,
zato što pismo kaže,
even that evil person,
da čak i ta zla osoba,
who will give one glass of water,
ko će dati samo čašu vode,
will be not without the reward.
Neće ostati bez nagrade.
What about you then, he said?
A šta je sa vama onda?
He predestinated us to be his own.
Jer on je nas predodredio da budemo njegovi.
But we have to pass through a certain stage.
Ali moramo proći kroz određene faze.
So as we're speaking about democracy,
i pošto smo pomenuli demokraciju,
we saw this kind of democracy, a word which is using today.
Vidjeli smo kakvu vrstu demokracije oni koriste.
Already in the past days. Already in the past days.
Također i u prošlom vremenima.
In the times of Naomi, in the times of Elimelech, in the times of Ruth.
U vrijeme Naomi, Elimelech, Meha i Rute.
So in Ruth chapter 1.
U knjizi Rute, prva glava.
It says, now it came to pass.
Kaže se, došlo je, desilo se.
In the days when the judges ruled.
Da kada su sudije vladale.
So, this is about our days.
Dakle, to su naši dani opet.
There is no king in the land.
Nije bio kralj u zemlji.
They worship their own way.
Svi su slavili na svoj način.
Everybody worship their god.
Svako je slavio svog boga.
And that what the Bible said next?
A onda šta Biblija kaže sljedeće?
That there was a famine in the land.
Da je bila glad u zemlji.
Today is the famine in the land.
I danas je također glad.
Not for food, but for hearing of the clear and true word of God.
Ali ne za hranu, već za slušanjem čiste Božje reči.
Amen. Amen. And a man of Bethlehem of Judah.
I čovjek iz Bitlejma Judinog.
Went to sojourn in the country of Moab.
Otišao je u Moabsku zemlju.
So there was a man.
Dakle, bio jedan čovjek.
Who was in God's inheritance?
Koji je bio dio Božjeg nasljedstva.
Because Bethlehem is the house of God's bread.
Zato što je Bitlejem znači kuća Božjeg hleba.
Now he is going to another country.
Sada on odlazi u drugu zemlju.
I found a good country there to live.
Vidio sam tamo jedna dobra zemlja.
The grass is very green there.
Tamo je trava zelenija.
And what it says here next?
I šta kaže sljedeće?
He and his wife.
On i njegova žena.
And his two sons.
I njegova dva sina.
That means.
To znači
that he took all his inheritance, da, everything that he has.
Da uzeo kompletno svoje nasljedstvo, sve što
ima. And he's going to another land to live.
I on ih je odveo u drugu zemlju da tamo.
Why? Because his famine came in the land.
Zašto? Zato što je glad došla u zemlju.
This is the end time.
A to je kraj vremena.
He's going to the land of Moab.
On će otići u Moabsku zemlju.
And what he's trying to do there?
I šta će tamo pokušati?
He's trying to live the same life as he was living in the promised land.
Pokušat će živjeti istu vrstu života kao što je živio u obećanoj zemlji.
But what happened with him? We know the story.
A šta se desilo s njim? Mi znamo tu priču.
Not long time passed.
Nije puno vremena prošlo.
That Elimelech died.
Elimelech je umro.
You see his decision?
Vidite njegova odluka.
He went to another land.
Ide u drugu
državu. And he thought it will be better.
I misli da će biti bolje.
And what happened?
A šta se desilo?
He died.
Umro je.
Now, because of his decision,
a sada zbog njegove odluke,
it brought to a terrible condition his wife.
Njegova žena je došla u užasno stanje.
His wife became a widow.
Jer njegova žena je postala udovica.
She lost her headship.
Izgubila je svoje poglavarstvo.
And she was headless woman.
I bila je žena bez glave.
Now next what we see?
I šta vidimo sljedeće?
That the two sons of Naomi and Elimelech.
Vidimo da dva sina od Naomi.
By the name of Mahlon and Chilion.
Po imenima
Mahlon
i Chilion.
What they do?
Šta su oni uradili?
They taken the wives from the world.
Oni su uzeli sebi žene iz sveta.
There is no one who can be a head for them anymore.
Nije bilo nikoga ko bi bio za njih više.
There was no one who can instruct them.
Više niko nije mogao da ih uputi.
Because the decisions of their father.
Zato što odluka njihovog oca.
Was to move to a land where it's better.
Je da se preseli u zemlju gdje je bolje.
He didn't want to stay in the promised land.
Nije želeo ostati u obećanoj zemlji.
Now they taking these two Moabish girls.
Sada uzimaju te dve Moabkinje.
And they're living in the land.
I žive u toj zemlji.
And it seems like the life is getting better.
I djelovalo je kao da život postaje bolji.
But what's going on?
Ali šta se desilo?
When you are wrong,
kada pogrešiš,
and when you are doing bad things,
i kada činiš loše stvari,
when you are accepting the wrong decision,
kada prihvataš pogrešne odluke,
then what's going on?
Šta će se desiti?
The death is take place.
Onda dolazi smrt.
What's happened?
Šta se desilo?
Mahlon and Chilion also died.
Mahlon i Chilion su također umrli.
But their decision was good in the beginning.
Ali odluka u početku je bila dobra, ali su ipak umrli.
Now what's happened?
Šta se sad desilo?
Naomi with two daughter-in-laws.
Sad Naomi sa dve snaje.
She didn't know what to do.
Nije znala šta da radi.
And she said.
I rekla je.
Okay.
U redu.
My daughters, she said.
Rekla je, čeri moje.
It seems like I'm going back to my land.
Izgleda kao da će se vratiti nazad u svoju zemlju.
Why Naomi decided to go back to her land?
Zašto je Naomi donela odluku da se vrati u svoju zemlju?
She was so upset.
Bila je tako uzrujana.
She even said, "Don't even call me Naomi anymore."
Rekla je, nemojte me čak više zvati
But
Naomi.
But call me Mara.
Već zovite me Mara.
Because what I have now?
Jel šta sad imam?
My husband died.
Muž mi je umro.
My two sons died.
Moja dva sina su
umro. All my inheritance destroyed.
Kompletno moje nasljedstvo je uništeno.
What should I do now here?
Pa šta ću sad ovdje više?
the consequences of decision.
To su bile samo posljedice odluka.
Now she's tell, but God has a plan in that.
Ali Bog je u tome svemu imao plan.
God has plan even in his out of his permissive will.
Bog čak ima plan i kroz tu popustljivu volju.
God's plan cannot be finished until it will do for that it was sent for.
A Božji plan neće biti završen da ne obavi ono zbog čega je poslan.
Because he said my word.
Zato što je rekao moja
never
reč,
returns to me void.
Meni nikad ne dolazi prazna nazad.
So what God is doing now?
Dakle, šta je sad
because the Naomi was an elected woman.
Pošto je Naomi bila izabrana žena.
But God searching for a bride too.
Ali i Bog je tražio sebi nevestu.
Naomi would not get to understand God's plan.
Naomi nije mogla
understand God's plan.
Nije mogla razumjeti Božji plan.
Without the death of Maklon and Chilion and his husband Elimelech.
A da mu da joj nisu umrli muž i dva sina.
So God allowed for her to go in the very deep valley.
Tako da je Bog dopustio da ona se spusti u jako duboku dolinu.
To show her the will of God.
Da bi joj pokazao Božju
volju. To show her God's plan.
Da bi pokazao Božji plan.
What he had planned for her life.
Šta on ima kakav plan za njen život?
Now look when she's coming back to the land.
I sada gledajte kad se ona vratila u zemlju.
She was trying to take two goals with her.
Ona je pokušala da
she was thinking to take them with her.
Ona je mislila da povede i te dve snaje.
Oh, but then she thought, no, maybe I go alone.
A onda je ipak rekla, ne, ipak ću ići sam.
And she said to Orpha.
I rekla je Orfi.
Go back and go back to your
idi i vrati se svom domu, svojoj kući.
Because I didn't have any fruit anymore.
Jer ja više nemam ploda.
That I can serve you.
Da čim ti mogla služiti.
Because your husband is dead.
Zato što muž ti je mrtav.
I cannot give you other husbands, right?
Ne mogu ti dati drugog muža.
So she felt that she didn't have nothing.
Tako da je osjećala se kao da više nema ništa.
But what God had?
Ali šta je Bog imao?
God had a plan.
Bog je u tome imao plan.
Which plan?
Koji je to bio plan?
He wanted to take a bride.
Želeo je uzeti nevestu.
Because there need to be Gentile.
Zato što
woman.
Nevesta mora biti paganska žena.
In the generation of Jesus Christ.
Vremenu Isusa Krista.
Without the Gentile.
Bez paganina.
God's plan was not perfect.
Božji plan ne bi bio savršen.
Amen. That's why Ruth was the one who responded.
Zato je Ruta bila ta koja odgovorila.
And the Orpha is coming back to their gods.
Orpha se vratila svojim bogovima.
Now when they are coming back.
Sad kad se vratila.
What this Gentile woman said?
Šta je rekla ova pagankinja?
Your god will be my god.
Tvoj bog će biti moj.
And the land that you are going to dwell.
A zemlja na kojoj će živeti.
Will be my land.
Biće moja zemlja.
What is the bride today saying?
I šta današnja nevesta govori?
My god is my god.
Moj bog je
Your God is my God.
Tvoj Bog je moj Bog.
And your land is my land.
A tvoja zemlja je moja zemlja.
Your inheritance is my inheritance.
Tvoje nasljedstvo je moje nasljedstvo.
That's why God's supposed to close the eyes to the Jewish woman.
Zato je Bog morao zatvoriti oči.
To pass through some bad things.
Da prođe kroz jako loše stvari.
To take what?
Da bi uzeo šta?
To find the Ruth.
Da bi našao Rutu.
What God did with Israel?
Šta je Bog uradio sa Izraelom?
Why God allowed all the things with Israel nation to happen?
Zašto je Bog dopustio sve te stvari Izraelu da se dogode?
Because of you and me.
Zbog mene i vas.
If not their fault.
Da nisu oni pogrešili.
We would not be saved.
Ne bi bili spaseni.
We would not be an inheritance of God.
Ne bi bili deo Božjeg nasljedstva.
So if God showed it in physical.
Tako ako je to Bog pokazao
what,
u prirodnom.
What God is shown in spiritual.
Šta on pokazao u duhovnom.
That the plan of his redemption.
Da plan njegovog
redemption plan.
Otkupljenja.
Is so perfect.
Je toliko savršen.
That by the human understanding you never understand.
Da ljudskim razumom vi to ne možete nikad shvatiti.
What God is doing.
Šta Bog radi?
Why he's destroying one nation.
Zašto je uništio jednu naciju?
Just to save just a small piece of people.
Da bi spasio samo jednu malu grupu nekih drugih ljudi.
The human mind would say.
Ljudski um bi rekao.
He's terrible God.
Pa to je neki užasan Bog.
He's killing half a million people.
On ubija tamo pola.
6 million people in Holocaust.
6 miliona ljudi je pobio u Holokaustu.
For what?
Zbog čega?
Just to save a small amount of people.
Samo da bi spasio jednu šaku ljudi.
From the Gentiles.
Iz paganina.
That were idol worshippers.
Koji su stvari bili idolopoklonici.
Just think what God had in his mind.
Samo mislite šta je, o čemu je Bog razmišljao.
That's why his ways is not our ways.
I zbog toga njegovi putevi nisu
naši. The way God think is not the way we think.
Onako kako Bog misli, ne mislimo mi.
That's what's supposed to happen with us.
Zato šta je trebalo da se desi s nama?
We need to change our mind.
Mi smo morali promijeniti svoj um.
to think like God.
Da počnemo razmišljati kao Bog.
Because as soon as long as you're gonna think like you,
jel dokle god vi budete razmišljali kao vi sami,
you would never understand the plan of God.
Nikada nećete moći shvatiti Božji plan.
As long as you're gonna act like you think,
i dokle god ćete postupati onako kako vi mislite,
you would never understand what to do and how to do it right.
Nećete nikad shvatiti kako da postupate i kako da uradite ispravno.
Right by the way of God, not right by the way of man.
Znači ne ispravno po Božjem,
amen,
nego po ispravno po ljudskom.
Look at God's nature.
Pogledajte Božju prirodu.
How he is changing things.
Kako on menja stvari.
His nature is perfect. We know.
Njegova priroda je savršena.
But because our nature will fall,
ali zbog pada naše prirode,
God needs to change our nature.
Bog mora onda promijeniti našu prirodu.
Because in our fallen nature,
jer u našem palom stanju,
we also cannot do the plan of God.
Mi također ne možemo obaviti Božji plan.
We also cannot do the service for God.
Mi također ne možemo obaviti službu Bogu.
Because our nature is like animal.
Zato što naša priroda je kao životinjska.
That's why what God is doing.
I zato što Bog čini.
What God said to Nicodemus.
Šta je Bog rekao Nikodemu?
You need to be born again.
Ti moraš biti na novo rođen.
You cannot be with one birth.
Ne možeš imati jedno rođenje.
And doing the work of God.
I da time obavljaš Božji posao.
It is impossible.
To nije moguće.
You need to be born again.
Moraš biti na novo rođen.
What does it mean born again? So many arguing today about it.
A šta znači biti na novo rođen, a tako puno ljudi se prepiru oko toga.
To born again,
biti na novo rođen,
is to be the word of God made flesh.
Znači biti riječ Božja u telu. Da.
That's who you are supposed to be.
To vi jeste što trebate biti.
Because when you're born again,
jer kad si na novo rođen,
and when that fruit inside of you growing,
i kad taj plod unutar tebe raste,
you even sometimes you didn't recognize.
Vi čak nekad i ne prepoznate.
Like the women on the first stage when she's pregnant, she didn't recognize that she's pregnant, right?
Kao žena u početku kad zatrudni, ona ne prepozna odmah da je trudna.
But while the fruit is growing,
ali kako taj plod raste,
you are starting to understand that you have something inside.
Počinjete da shvatate da nešto imate u sebi.
Amen. Amen. So and now it's the time. Now it needs the time.
I sada je potrebno samo vreme.
And everything is changing in the body, in the woman's body.
I u ženinom tijelu se tada sve menja.
Everything is changing.
Sve se menja.
Her behavior is changing.
Njeno ponašanje se menja.
Her attitude is changing.
Njen odnos prema stvarima se menja.
Because something is growing inside.
Zato što unutar nje nešto raste.
And when the day of birth is coming,
i kada se približava dan rođenja,
what's happened?
Šta se dešava?
The full manifestation of that tree,
onda dolazi do
of that fruit,
puna manifestacija tog ploda,
is expressing from her life.
Dolazi kao izražaj njenog života.
So she was living by the fruit.
Tako da ona živjela kroz taj plod.
She was living and expressing God's word.
I izražavala Božju reč.
And now when it's appeared,
i sad kada se taj plod pojavio,
it is visible for everyone.
Sada svako to može da vidi.
Because not everyone could see.
Zato što ne može svako da vidi.
Oh, you have this woman had a baby inside.
Da ta žena ima
bebu u sebi. They see it, but they didn't see.
Oni vide stomak, ali ne vide bebu.
But now when the baby is already out,
ali kada se beba rodila,
then the fruit is appeared.
Onda je plod tu.
Amen. That shows,
to pokazuje,
that when the fruit is revealed through you,
da kada taj plod bude otkriven kroz vas,
then you are what? You are a live person.
Onda ste šta? Onda ste živa osoba.
You can act according to his word.
Možete da postupate po njegovu reč.
You can manifest his word.
Možete objaviti njegovu reč.
But still what?
Ali šta?
This fruit, it needs to be grown.
Taj plod mora da raste.
Needs to be multiplied.
Mora da se umnožava.
Because as the baby grows,
jer kako beba raste,
it's going a time.
Potrebno je vreme za to.
That's why God is changing us.
Zato nas Bog menja.
God is always sending us bad things to happen in our lives.
Bog često nama šalje loše stvari da nam se desi u životu.
For what?
Zbog čega?
Because the fruit is growing.
Zato što taj plod raste.
He wants to see.
On želi vidjeti.
What kind of decision you're gonna do now?
Kakve ćete vi odluke donositi sada?
Because you need to feed. You need to feed the fruit.
Zato što morate hraniti taj plod.
Right?
Amen.
That's why God is growing that in you.
Zato to Bog raste u vama.
Until it's getting matured in flesh.
Dok ne dođe do zrelosti u telu.
Amen. Because God's word becoming flesh.
Zato što reč Božja postaje telo.
And you are doing His works.
A vi onda tvorite njegova dela.
That's why all these growing stages.
Zato sve te faze uzrastanja.
Is very much important.
One su jako bitne.
They are very needed.
I jako su neophodne.
Because without that.
Zato što bez toga
you cannot be matured.
Ne možete biti zreli.
And remember,
i upamtite,
God is not taking the baby or the girl bride.
Bog ne uzima
bebu ili malu devojčicu za nevestu,
već on sebi uzima zrelu nevestu.
That bride that can live by his word.
To je nevesta koja može živjeti po njegovoj
reči. That her actions
i njena dela
and her thinking
i njena razmišljanja
and her nature
i njena priroda
is like him.
Je poput njegove.
Amen.
That's God's plan.
To je Božji plan.
To fulfill His purpose on the earth.
Da bi ispunio svoju svrhu na ovoj zemlji.
And what's happened with Ruth?
I šta se desilo s Rutom?
She became a bride and a wife for
Ona je
Boaz.
Postala nevesta i žena Boazu.
And with right kind of fruit.
I sa ispravnim plodom.
You can really manifest who you are, who God is.
Onda stvarno možete da objavite ko je Bog.
Amen. But in this day of interruption.
Ali u ovom, vremenu kada je sve uznemireno, kada se sve kvari.
This world,
ovaj svet,
this Satan's Eden,
ovaj Sotonin Eden,
sometimes we're thinking that this is against us.
What?
Sometimes we're thinking that everything is against us.
Nekad mislimo da sve ovo po nas je protiv nas.
But we have to look from the other angle.
Ali moramo pogledati iz jednog drugog ugla.
That everything what has happened with us.
Da sve što nam se dešava.
Is just helping us to grow quicker.
Je samo nama pomoć da brže rastemo.
Like I said in the beginning.
Kao što sam rekao u početku.
Don't look at this problem as a problem.
Nemojte gledati na taj problem kao problem.
Don't look at it on this like a calamity. Don't look.
Nemojte da to gledati kao na propast.
But look at these circumstances like an opportunity to change.
Već gledajte na tu situaciju kao priliku da se promeni.
If God sent it,
ako je Bog to poslao,
then it is needed.
Onda je to bilo potrebno.
Because nothing is in vain happened with you.
Zato što sa vama se ne dešava ništa uzaludno.
God wants you to grow.
Bog želi da vi rastete.
God wants you to manifest.
Bog želi da se manifestuje.
God wants you to be word in flesh.
Bog želi da bude reč u telu.
That's why all these things are happening with us.
I to je zbog čega se sve ovo dešava s nama.
Now today,
tako da danas,
when this world which is around us,
kada ovaj svet koji nas okružuje,
they are trying to destroy the body, they are trying to destroy the body,
pokušava da uništi telo,
they are trying to destroy the spirit,
pokušavaju da uništavaju duh,
but they cannot destroy the soul,
ali ne mogu uništiti dušu,
because the soul is sealed forever,
zato što je duša zauvek zapečaćena,
because when God expressed you to existence.
Zato što kada vas je Bog doveo u postojanje.
God saw you perfect.
Bog je već onda vas
vidio savršenim. And what God did?
I šta je Bog učinio?
He made a picture of you.
On je vas uslikao, fotografisao.
And he put it in his heart.
I stavio je to na vaše
srce. So it doesn't matter what you pass here.
Tako nebitno je kroz šta prolazite.
God is not looking you on as on a guilty.
Bog vas te posmatra kao osobu koja je kriva.
God knows that you bypass your theophany.
Bog zna da ste vi obišli svoju
teofaniju. And God knows that you are under the amnesia.
I Bog zna da ste vi pod nekom vrstom amnezije.
Of this animal nature.
Ove životinjske prirode.
Amen. That's why he allowed these things to happen.
Zato je dopustio da se ove stvari dogode.
To reveal his attribute through us.
Da bi otkrio svoj atribut kroz nas.
To reveal his himself through you.
Da bi se on sam otkrio kroz vas.
Because we don't believe.
Zato što mi ne vjerujemo.
We don't believe in the one man ministry today.
Mi danas ne vjerujemo u službu
because
samo jednog
the minister
čovjeka.
One man is already gone.
Zato što ta služba samo jednog čovjeka je
završena. And that was Brother Branham.
I bila je to služba brata
Branhama. Today there is no any man who can inherit or to rule with the body of God,
danas,
the body of Christ.
Danas ne postoji ni jedan čovjek koji može upravljati sa telom Hrista.
Because the body of God is depend only to him.
Zato što Hristovo telo pripada samo njemu.
And now,
njega.
Nobody can rule over. There is no any other person.
Tako da nema nikoga ko može da tim vladati.
Him.
Samo on može
That's
vladati.
That's why we are not under the ministry of one man.
Zato mi nismo pod službom jednog čovjeka.
But now is the ministry of the body of Christ.
Već je ovo služba Hristovog tela.
Now the whole body is moving and and acting as God.
I sad se celo to telo pokreće i ponaša se kao Bog.
Every part of the body,
svaki deo toga tela,
is connected with the invisible, invisible things.
Je povezano sa tim nevidljivim stvarima.
Just like Apostle Paul said.
Kao što je apostol Pavle rekao.
And they have fellowship in spirit and in truth.
I oni imaju zajedništvo u duhu istine.
They have an understanding from above.
Oni imaju to razumevanje od ozgo.
I can come to you and I can talk to you.
Mogu doći kod vas i razgovarati.
And I didn't know what you experienced.
I ne znam šta ste iskusili.
But you know what you are passing through.
Ali vi znate kroz šta
ste prošli. And when you hear the word,
i kada čujete reč,
you can say, Lord, I'm just passing through this.
Možete reći, Gospode, pa ja samo prolazim kroz
ovo. And I cannot even know what you're passing through.
I ja čak i ne mogu da znam kroz šta vi prolazite.
But God knows.
Ali Bog zna.
And he knows on which stage you are.
I Bog zna u kom ste vi stadiju.
And as much as we can pass all these cycles, that doesn't matter how many cycles you are passing through.
I mi možemo proći kroz sve te cikluse i ne
doesn't matter how many stages you are passing through.
Nebitno je kroz koliko faza ste prošli.
It's supposed to be like in the book of Isaiah.
To treba da bude kao što je pisano u knjigi Isaije.
Rule unto rule.
Pravilo po pravilo.
Here a little,
malo odavde,
there a little.
Malo odande.
God is building the temple.
Bog izgrađuje hram.
God is building the pyramid of the perfect man's stature.
Bog izgrađuje tu piramidu savršenog stasa.
Piece on piece, stone
deo
on stone.
Po deo, kamen po kamen.
God is not building the wall.
Bog ne gradi zid.
Amen.
Amen.
God is building a house.
Bog gradi kuću.
And amen. His house is his pyramid.
A njegova kuća je piramida.
God is building the city.
Bog gradi grad.
And God is building in city with the golden bricks.
I Bog gradi tu piramidu od
God is building the city. God is building the city on the foundation.
Bog gradi taj grad na temeljima.
God is building the city on the stone of revelation.
Bog gradi taj grad na kamenu otkrivenja.
Because God's blueprint is perfect.
Zato što je Božji nacrt savršen.
God's plan is perfect.
Božji plan je savršen.
Isn't it amazing that we are the plan of God?
Nije li to fenomenalno da imamo Božji plan?
That we are part of this great redemption story.
I da smo mi deo te velike priče od
Isn't that amazing that we are the plan of His love story?
Nije li fenomenalno da smo mi deo te njegove ljubavne priče?
And you have in your role.
I da imate vi svoju ulogu.
It's like in symphony, musicians know.
Kao u simfonija, to znaju.
Everybody needs to do their part.
Svako mora da odigra svoj deo.
And God is building the order.
I Bog gradi taj poredak.
Where that or other person needs to say, needs to play certain things.
Gdje ta osoba mora da sedi i da svira određenu stvar.
It's like in a great orchestra.
To je poput velikog orkestra.
Amen. I have some quotes for you. I just read just one quote or two.
Ja imam nekoliko izvoda.
Brother Branham said in Laodicean Church Age.
Brat Branham je rekao u Laodikejskom crkvenom
domu. And now he says to him, to his own.
Sada on kaže svojima.
As many as I love.
Onoliko koliko sam voleo. Ja njih karam i kažnjavam.
To rebuke is to reprove.
Da bih ispravio, korigovao. Amen.
To reprove is to expose with a view to correction. To reprove
biti
is to,
ispravljen je biti izložen pogledu koji koriguje.
Amen.
Znači nekom kritičnom kritičaru.
Chasten doesn't mean to punish.
Karanje ne znači kazniti.
It means to discipline because the subjects amendment is in his mind.
To znači disciplinovanje,
yeah.
Zato što subject amendment
is in the mind.
Zato što se taj subjekat nalazi u njegovom umu.
Amen. Here is now also the same church age.
Ovo isto Laodikejsko crkveno.
Set forth the love of God.
Ovdje je sada izložena
Božja ljubav. He desired in love a family of his own.
On je želeo ljubav.
A family of
njegove
sons like him.
Porodice. Porodice kao što su njegovi sinovi, kao što je on.
Therefore before him lies all mankind as one lump of clay.
Zato pred njim se nalazi čitavo čovečanstvo kao jedan grumen gline.
Out of that some lump he will now make vessels unto honor and unto dishonor.
I iz te mase, iz tog grumena gline,
Amen.
On će sad uzimati posude časti i posude sramote.
The chosen will be his own choosing.
A izbor će biti njegov vlastiti izbor. Izabrani će biti njegov vlastiti izbor.
Then those chosen one born of his spirit will the
will be drained to comfort to his image in their walk.
Onda ti izabrani koji će biti rođeni od njegovog duha će biti uvežbani i biti oblikovani u njegov lik i u njegov stas.
Until here. So never think that you chose God.
Nemojte nikada tako misliti da ste vi izabrali Boga.
Because that's his predestination.
Zato što je to njegovo predodređenje. On je u stvari
izabrao vas. Before the foundation of the world.
I to još pre postanka
sveta. Like Brother Branham said here in Laodicean Church.
I ovdje Brother Branham kaže u Laodikejskom crkvenom domu.
Don't ever think that you choose God.
Nemojte nikada misliti da ste vi izabrali Boga, već samo budite ponizni pred njime.
Because his election is perfect.
Zato što njegov izbor je savršen.
That's why it's such a wonderful privilege.
Zato je to tako predivna privilegija.
To be in his plan of redemption in his last days.
Deo njegovog plana otkupljenja u posljednjim danima.
But what we're supposed to do?
Ali šta je ono što mi treba da radimo?
But Jesus said.
Isus je rekao.
Search the scriptures.
Istražujte pisma.
And you'll find everything.
I naći ćete sve.
You will find yourself there.
Naći ćete negde sebe tamo.
And you will find yourself in him.
I naći ćete u stvari sebe
because
u njemu.
Because he became Amen. You.
Zato što
as we sing a song.
On postaje vi, kao što pevamo
so that we can become him by grace.
Tako da bi mi mogli postati on po milosti.
Amen.
Amen. Nek vas Bog blagoslovi.
Amen.
Amen.
Stvarno sam uživao u ovoj službi, u ovoj propovedi. Nadam se da Vladimir razumeo nešto. I što možemo Darku predati da otpeva nekoliko pesama, pa ćemo poslije se nešto služiti.
Uživam dok sam
Tako da ćemo se pomoliti za njihov put. Brat Eugene će se uskoro oženiti. Tako da ćemo se pomoliti za njega i za njegovu suprugu. Jer njegova buduća supruga je ćerka brata Vladimira. Tako da sljedeći put kada ga vidimo bit će sa suprugom. Hvala im na dolasku, na blagoslovima, na propovedima.
Thank you for coming, thank you for blessing and preaching of the word.
Pomolit ćemo se za njih, jer ih večeras čeka još 1600 km puta nazad.
Pray for them because they have before them another 1600 something like that.
Nebeski Oče, Gospode Isuse Hriste, Oče nebeski, hvala ti Oče nebeski za današnji dan i hvala ti za zajedništvo i što danas možemo stajati pred tobom i prepoznati da ljudi na hiljade kilometara i više dalje od nas veruju isto što i mi. Oče nebeski, da imaju iste borbe koje mi imamo i da imaju ista iskušenja koje mi imamo i da veruju istu i da imaju istu nadu koju mi imamo i da veruju istu veru koja je nama darovana. A ta vera je jednom zauvek darovana sveti. Ti si rekao, Otče, milošću se spaseni po veri, to nije od vas, to je Boži dar. Otče nebeski, hvala ti na tome božanskom daru, hvala ti na toj darovanoj veri, Otče, i hvala ti, Otče nebeski, što živimo i u vreme žetve i u ovim završnim danima, kada svako seme odlazi na svoje odredište, Otče, jer mi znamo da kada se to desi, dani su blizu i vreme je pri kraju. Otče nebeski, i zato te molim da u svima nama koji smo ovoga jutra pred tobom, ova mala zajednica, Otče, i svi ostali vernici u Srbiji i na prostoru bivše Jugoslavije, Otče, molim te, Otče nebeski, da iskrenost nikada ne napusti njihove duše. Šta god bilo i šta god se dešavalo, Otče, i kakve god iskušenja i slabosti imali, molim te, Otče nebeski, da iskrenost uvek krasi naše duše, da možemo biti iskreni sa sobom, da možemo biti iskreni prema ljudima i da možemo biti iskreni prema Bogu. Otče nebeski, zato što cijenim svojim srcem i bićem, verujem da ako nas iskreno se napusti, da će on biti u uznesenju, Otče. Blagoslovi nas ovoga dana, Otče, i budi sa braćom kada se budu vraćali večeras iz Novog Sada do Budimpešte, pa iz Budimpešte do Kijeva, pa iz Kijeva na njihova mesta, Otče, blagoslovi njihove crkve, njihove porodice, blagoslovi, Otče nebeski, Juđina i njegovu buduću suprugu, Otče, i njenu porodicu, brata Vladimira i njegovu porodicu, Otče. Blagoslovi njihove crkve i službe koje se tamo nalaze. Mi se svi zajedno predajemo u tvoje ruke, na Božiju slavu, u ime Isusa Hrista. Tako služba je završena. Bog vas blagoslovio.